What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Thursday, May 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The pandemic has changed the way we shop, and some things like wider aisles and curbside pickup will be sticking around, while companies that don't adapt may continue to close. Retailers are expecting a spending boom, but businesses will have to give consumers reasons to get out, like new concept stores and in-store experiences. Hillary George Parkin, contributor to Vox, joins us for what to expect from post-pandemic shopping. Thanks for joining us, Hillary.
Thanks so much for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about the future of shopping post-pandemic. You know, a lot of places are opening back up. Some are already fully open. But as we kind of get more vaccines out there, the public is starting to venture out more. You start your story off with someone excited to go to the mall and how the experience was a little different. I personally have not gone out to a mall yet. But this is kind of what we're back in for. Everybody's going to get back to normal. We're seeing things like wider aisles in grocery stores. Curbside pickup was such a huge thing throughout the pandemic. And a lot of those things are going to stick. A lot of things are going to be involved in the future of shopping. So, Hillary, tell us what we can expect to see.
So, definitely a lot of these habits that we have picked up during the pandemic and retailers have worked so quickly to adjust to and to help us shop with are definitely going to stick around post-pandemic as well. So something like curbside pickup, now that Americans have gotten used to being able to go drive up to their local store and have their groceries or order delivered to their trunk, they want that to stick around. So definitely there are going to be stores that are going to continue to offer that, stores that are catering to something like ordering online and going to the store to pick it up, or having the item shipped directly from the store rather than from a warehouse. Wider aisles is one thing that stores have now realized are an amenity, that customers actually like having a bit of room to walk around and look at merchandise and not feel crowded. And, you know, that's something that historically has been kind of pushed to the side in favor of having more and more merchandise on display. But yeah, Now I think we'll be seeing that.
I think that's a major one right there. You're right. Stores have been very crowded. You want to get as much merchandise in front of people's faces, but then the shopping experience becomes crowded. You know, you feel a little claustrophobic sometimes. And coming off of a 14 months of social distancing and all, you know, people do like that extra space and not to feel so rushed and crowded. And, you know, I just kind of think of the holiday shopping season and how nuts that really gets. Wider aisles, more space would kind of alleviate some of that pressure.
Something like a Black Friday experience is going to be so foreign to people after all of these months. Retailers are going to really have to account for people wanting more space, some breathing room as they shop.
One of the interesting things about this also is we heard a lot about store closures. You know, malls themselves were kind of already in decline pre-pandemic. But there's been a lot of store closures. There's forecasts for more. You just kind of retail locations that just can't make it through all of this. So what a lot of stores are also going to have to do is give you that reason to go shopping, give you that reason to get in store. So there's a lot of new concepts that a lot of stores are working on. Michaels has craft corners, maker spaces, they call them. Dick's Sporting Goods is going to have a bunch of interactive things, batting cages, climbing walls. So this is kind of another thing that stores are really going to have to revamp what they do to draw those people in as well.
Experiential retail was something that the industry talked a lot about even prior to the pandemic. And for a while, it seemed like, oh, maybe that's going to go away in the conversation because people are just looking for convenience now. They want to go, you know, be in and out quick from the store. But it really is something that now that we are in a recovery mode and more people are getting vaccinated and comfortable in indoor spaces, retailers do want to have people back in stores and shoppers also want to be back in them. So having some reason that they're going to be there beyond just the merchandise that's sitting on the shelf is going to be really important.
You mentioned Nike in your article. Tell me about what they're doing with some of their stores, because this is part of that thing, you know, giving people more reasons to come, but it's also curating things for the community.
Nike's interesting because they have so much data on their customers based on their membership program. So they are able to really tailor the individual stores to the customer demographics in that area. So they have these Nike Live stores, which basically take data about customers' buying patterns and engagement and provide a very localized brick and mortar experience. So a location in Tokyo would be very different from one in Tampa or one in Atlanta or one in New York City. And each one is going to really reflect the community around it.
Yeah, the fashion is different. The buying trends are different. So that's a great idea on their behalf. Finally, on all of this, what's not going to last? We've been talking about how things are changing, wider aisles, all that stuff, more detailed experiences. What's not going to last in all of this?
One thing that was going away prior to the pandemic, and I think the past year has really expedited it, some of the less successful department stores and less successful malls that they were anchoring. So there are statistics that say that only 1,600 mall-based department stores remain in the U.S., and half of them are expected to be shuttered by the end of 2025. So, you know, it's not that all department stores are going to close or that all malls are dying. It's that only the best of the best are going to survive, because those are really the kinds of shopping experiences that can, in some cases, be easily replicated online. So it's really going to just be the ones that really serve a purpose that will kind of outlast this major shift in consumer spending patterns.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what that comeback looks like. And it's important for all these companies to notice those trends and really make it comfortable for the consumers that are, you know, some are hesitant to get back out there. So we'll see what it all looks like once we get back in full force. Hillary George Parkin, contributor to Vox, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.